Hello and welcome to ArtBS, Business Solutions. This is a podcast for artists that provide business solutions. We discuss all aspects of being an artist, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal for each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity. I'm Rachel.
Stephanie Weaver.
Jules McCullough.
My only competition is the person I was yesterday. I don't know who gave that quote because it was on Pinterest. So we have had a lot about copywriting. So I just wanted to say I got it off Pinterest. I don't know who said it. But in this episode, we're going to talk about competitions, contests, awards. Do you enter them? Do you do them? So do you guys do competitions? Or have you done them in the past?
Yes.
No, I don't do them. Yes, I have done them. I don't like them.
I hate them.
I despise them.
Okay, so it's unanimous.
Okay.
We hate competition.
Well, see, I love competition, but not these types of competition.
Exactly.
Okay, so tell me why in some of your experience, Stephanie.
Okay, so when I think of competition, I look at it as though, okay, here's somebody that's doing something that's better than me or that I admire. And then I start looking at them and pulling out what can I do that's either like them or better than them. And that's how I view competition. These competitions that they put artists in, number one, you have to freaking pay for them. Why should I submit my stuff?
And some of them are expensive.
Yes.
Very expensive.
Why should I submit my work for you to judge it and tell me what I'm doing wrong? So, or what I'm not doing to, quote, your satisfaction. And I have a problem with that, but it's, you know, you're submitting your work to these people that, number one, you don't know, and they're making judgment that a lot of times you have no idea what their qualifications or judgment is based on. So, or you'll, like, these juried shows to get into, if you even ask, you know, do the follow-up email, you know, what could I have done better, da 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 da, and it's like crickets.
Yeah.
They don't serve you.
Mm.
And, you know, if you're going to pay to be part of something, I want to be served. You can't do this without me. And I can certainly do this without you. Like, it's not that hard with social media and everything that we have available to us nowadays. And I could take the $26 that it costs to submit one image to this competition, put a $26 ad out there, and I'm going to reach far more of people and have a greater influence than that show possibly could. I'm getting a little heated over here.
So, have you ever entered a contest, though? I mean, like, what was your experience then? Obviously not positive. But.
No, I've done okay. I mean, I've done some juried shows, and I've gotten in some juried shows. But at the end of the day, when I do the math, it doesn't make sense to do them. Because, like, you look at these juried shows, and I don't know if we're specifically talking about that, but you pay anywhere from $25 to $50 just to be in consideration. And then when you do make it in, then you've got to pay another $250 to all the way up to $2,000 if I wanted in the show that was a dog show in Florida. And so then you pay to get into it. Then you got to go to it, get the hotel, bring all your stuff, spend anywhere 2 hours setting up, 2 hours takedown, 6 hours in the middle. That's a lot of time and money invested into something that could result in very little return. So it's all, for me, it's about the return on investment. And if it's not worth it, it ticks me off. And we've got a really good friend of ours, John Medic. He does the Colored Pencil podcast called Sharpened Artist. And I admire his work so much. He's a fabulous colored pencil portrait artist, and he won a competition with a portrait society. And I didn't even think about it, but the moment that he said that, I was like, oh, okay, so what's that do for you?
And he's like, oh my gosh.
I was like so mean about it. I should have been like, oh, congratulations. But I was like, so what's that do for you? And
oh, wow.
I feel so bad. But the truth of it is, it adds up to his resume. But what does that do for you? Unless you're a collector, somebody, and there's only a couple hundred thousand or a couple 10,000 collectors, true collectors in the world, they don't care. Everybody else doesn't care about those awards.
Other than some galleries, like if you're trying to get into some galleries, some of the high prestigious ones, then they're going to care about what awards you've gotten. And it does add to your resume. But for the average artist, the majority of artists, it's not necessarily going to help them.
But do you think he would have gotten some notoriety, like locally? Like maybe
he already has notoriety.
Like, no, I know, but like I'm thinking, if he lived in Huntsville, like maybe one of the news stations would do something about him, or have it, you know, on their website. Or
hey, honestly, I don't know the answer to that, but I think it's one of those things. Like, if you want notoriety as an artist, you can go to the news stations yourself and tell them, hey, this is what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and who it's benefiting. They're looking for honest, positive news stories, because they don't have a lot of those.
Yeah, but you have to go to them, even if you did. Yeah, even if he, since he did win the award, he'd still have to go to them to get notoriety from local. Yeah.
So I guess all it did for him was now he's an award winning.
Yeah, but anybody can say artist. That, really. I mean, you can be an award winner at your local art league. You're an award winning artist. What's that get you?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, a perfect point to that, that just dawned on me while I was talking, when we thought about this podcast, knocked about it, didn't even pop into my head. That's how important it was, obviously. You know, I won an award as interior designer, was published in Interior Design Magazine, had to go up to Chicago at my cost to receive the award. And it was a very prestigious thing to have happen, but it really didn't get me anything.
Right.
When I look at it that way, did it get me a few more clients at the time? Yes.
Well, see, that's a return on investment. Did it equal out to the amount that it cost you to go up there?
But, you know, I did obviously make more money than it cost me to go up there. But at the same time, it's not something that the average client, A, knows about, or B, would ask for.
Or maybe even care.
Exactly. I mean, the clients I was working with, they didn't care. They were small local businesses in Atlanta. You know,
to me, I mean, I feel like they're connecting with you, or you as an artist, or the artwork. And that's what they're purchasing, not whether or not you're award winning or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've entered some.
I've entered some photography print competitions.
Oh, I didn't, we were going to put that name out there. Oh,
blank that out. Sorry.
I've got the beeping noise.
Beep that out. Beep, sorry, beep. Sorry. Beep.
Okay, there it goes. It's beeped out.
just rolled off my tongue.
I didn't know we were going to throw him under the bus, but we could.
But
it's true.
It is who I entered through most photography print competitions, you know, on a local and on a regional and a national level, or through them.
Well, they have local, state, regional.
Yes. And you have to pay national. For each one.
Yep.
And a lot of money.
A lot of money
it
per piece.
It is $26.
Yes.
What is it?
It was like $150.
$50 per piece.
Jeez.
Or $100 per piece. It varied. It depended on which level it was at. So, and this was years ago.
Yeah. And then I was with you. And you paid extra so that we could watch the live critiques.
These guys are good at marketing, okay?
They are.
But also, I paid extra to get the critique of my piece afterwards to understand what I could improve on. So you go in at a local level.
Right. So we thought, this will be good.
Yeah.
I get the critique back. They make some very valid suggestions. This was at the art competition level, not the technical portrait or photography level. And I made the changes that this certified photographer judge, a master,
suggested.
Okay, I got questions already. All right, go
ahead. I put it into the next level, which was national.
With those changes.
Got a lower score. I was 2 points off on the first score from meriting. Got a lower score, and the feedback I got, every single item was the changes I made from the first freaking judge. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
Yes. Talk about subjective.
And we were listening to it live.
Oh my God.
And we were, me and Julie both were like, what?
The other guy told me to change that.
I know. We're looking at
the. He told me to change it.
We were looking at what they had said to change, and the judges live were like mutilating what they had said, like this other judge had said. And we were like,
it scored me 2 points lower.
Wow.
And, oh my gosh. Okay. And it was one of those where we're just like, what just happened? You know, it was.
Wow.
And you can't back and you can't talk to them and you can't go.
It's one-sided.
And exactly. Unlike, you know, some competitions you go to, you don't know what the qualifications are of the judges. Mm-hmm. In this, these are master photographers. They are CCPs or CPPs, CPPs just like me. They are, you know, certified professional photographers. They did the same test and the same training I did. And granted, I submitted to the art competition, but yet they're judging me on the technical aspects of the image. It's a freaking composite. It's a piece of art. It's not meant to be technically lit correctly. It's meant to be expressive. Make an impact and be expressive. Anyways, I think that took me 6 years to get over.
Well, and then you had another piece that was an actual
photograph.
Photograph.
That was in the photography side, not in the composite.
And the lady, one of the judges was like, oh, you need to change the light here and you needed to change this. And you, like, it was a composite.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, that's not
photograph.
And she was like, I think I would have changed the rock that she was on. And I would have put her maybe not like right there, but I would have just changed the background. And Julie and I are like,
this isn't a composite.
This is a picture.
Like, you're not supposed to be grading me on a composite.
Right.
Like this one, you're supposed to be technically grading me.
Huh. It was in for the technical side of the photo.
So it's all screwed up.
So this was three separate entries, three separate judges.
Yeah.
There were three judges
for each photograph.
Right.
Three judges for each photograph and each one
And they were all different.
Wow.
And it was all different. And it was like.
Yeah.
I think we both cried.
I'm a very emotional, empathetic person to begin with. Mm-hmm. So that absolutely freaking crushed me.
Wow.
Yeah, we couldn't talk about it for a while.
No, I was like, I don't want to, like, I did not pick up my camera for probably over a year. Wow. I was so devastated by what they had said. And the first time, okay, I see what you're saying. I agree with it. You know, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. But then when the second one hit, and told me everything, to change everything I had just freaking changed. That's the part that was devastating to me.
Right.
It was the whole concept of.
Well, you took the criticism and you were like, oh, okay.
Right.
I can learn from this.
Exactly. I can learn from it. I can do that. That's the whole purpose to doing this to begin with.
Competition. And then we learned, she learned, it doesn't matter what they say.
Right.
What matters is. That photograph was gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
and all three were amazing, and they should have merited.
So I'm curious, like, who actually won? Like, what did they say about them?
I don't know. See,
I mean, there's so many hundreds and hundreds of photos. They literally have 3 seconds to judge a photo and give it a score. Because I took the judging class last year for CEU credits. And it's not an easy task to sit there and judge because you have to make instantaneous thoughts. I mean, literally 3 seconds is what you get to judge a piece.
But it is difficult to really assess a picture in 3 seconds.
It is. It's very difficult.
When you're honing in and you're looking at 800 pictures in one day, you start noticing just certain things. You don't notice the whole thing.
So that's the thing. I don't understand how they could possibly judge within 3 seconds. Because, I mean, you guys have seen how I evaluate artwork. I sit and I stare at it for a little bit, and you guys are sitting kind of uncomfortably waiting for me to say something. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm thinking. And what I'm thinking is I'm kind of getting into your style, understanding what your story you want to convey and all of those emotional components that go into a piece of art. Mm-hmm. And how can you possibly judge that in 3 seconds?
Impact. How much impact does it have? How much does it, you know, speak to you when it basically slides across that screen, you know?
Well, but that's why you see so much shit as winning award-winning art, because it makes a shitty impact, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I don't, I've entered in, art marketing. No, not art marketing, but art magazine, something like that. They have an annual competition. And I went through the process of actually looking at somebody in the past, like who are the past winners. And some of them are really, really, really amazing. And then you get some that are just like, what the heck is that?
Right.
I don't understand what's going on there. Mm-hmm. And that's what I don't, and maybe it's just because it made some sort of impact.
Yeah. Well, it was on trend. If anything I found out, there's definitely trends in the photography competitions, in my opinion. But, you know, I've also entered jury shows, and I've gotten into some prestigious ones here locally, and I haven't gotten into other ones locally. And again, it's all subjective. I think the problem with art is it's so subjective. And I mean, any art form, gymnastics is an art form. And it's, again, even though they have specific points they're judging you on, it's still subjective. Did she point her toe far enough? Was her leg straight enough? You know, and the same thing can be said about art. Now, if it was actually graded on the actual elements of design or, you know, elements
composite.
Of art.
Composite,
yeah. There's
on the composition, if it's if it's balance, you know, all these different things that go into a piece of work, and you were almost like the blind auditions of The Voice. Like, I think that's the most brilliant thing I've ever seen.
Is, yeah.
Unfortunately, we're in visual arts, so it won't work.
But, I don't think so. What do you think about this piece?
I know, right?
Let me describe it for you.
But, you know, I mean, that's almost like, you can't take emotion out of people. People buy and on emotion. They are connected to something on emotion, and art is an emotional piece
Let me ask you this then. Like, a lot of people feel like if you don't have competition, there's no growth, there's no progress, there's no growing. Even though you guys have done competitions and you're not doing them now, do you feel like it helped you grow?
Oh, me. What Stephanie said in the beginning.
You go.
What she said in the beginning is that finding someone you admire, a mentor or another artist, and find something you like about what they do better than you and compare yourself to that person. I know everyone says, oh, don't compare, don't
comparison
this, don't do that.
Comparison is death. No, it's
growth. It's growth. And that, I think, is the key point, what she said in the very beginning about you know, comparing yourself to someone else and finding what it is, and I'm not quoting her verbatim, but, you know, finding what it is that you like about that person's art. And maybe it's not even an artist. Maybe it's another business model. And you like the way that they market. You like the way that their emails sound. You like the way they, you know, they post. You like the type of blog posts they're doing to
help. You love their Instagram. You like the Pinterest.
Right.
Like,
it doesn't have to be another artist.
That's a good idea.
You know, like, I admire Stephanie for what she's doing in her business, and she's going down a completely opposite path of me. And I love what Rachel's doing with her pop art. Oh, my God. You guys have got to see it. I can't wait till it goes live.
I love her pop art.
You know, and it's just like, oh, I wish I could do that.
I know,
that's
right?
So cool. And I love color, and I can't do what she's doing. I know. It's like,
oh, don't give me a big head.
Oh, you have to have a big head.
But I think the thing that you guys are really saying is you got to have your tribe, your one person, though, that you can help give you some true constructive, nice criticism.
That's an that's an addition to finding someone you admire. Yes.
Criticism. And to know that this person is giving you criticism, you know, they love you and they're giving you criticism, not to make you feel like crap, but to make you better.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's like last week, you know, I felt horrible because of the empathetic person that I am. I just felt horrible having to give my opinion to Stephanie about something. But
I asked for it too. So
I did ask. You did ask.
Yeah.
So I didn't just volunteer it, but I love her so much. I didn't want to, you know, burst her bubble and her not succeed. That's why it hurt me to tell her, because I felt like it was going to hold her back instead of, and I am no expert. I could be totally wrong.
But see, that's what happened to you.
Right.
You got your constructive criticism. I'm putting that in air quotes, because they just sucked. it wasn't constructive. I mean, it was just like left you in circles.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love it. Like, I'm going to give a shout out to Stephanie's group, the Positive Painters. When we meet on Wednesday nights and Friday mornings on Zoom, we're all critiquing mm-hmm. each other's work. Like, we paint for some, you know, for an hour or 2 hours, and then we send our pictures in and we're all looking at everybody's work and we're completely different.
Completely different.
Yeah.
But what's really cool is
awesome.
Stephanie has really taught us how to kind of critique and to critique each other in valid ways. Like, where's the light coming from?
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Oh, you can put some shadow down here. Oh my gosh, the nose is perfect. You know, or this or that, or the background, mm-hmm. you've got the background down, you know, yeah. or whatever it is. And it's nice because, like, then she'll say, well, if the light is coming from here, what if we put some shadow right here? Or,
right.
you know, it why sticks don't to you the light elements it? Of design.
Exactly.
It's not about feeling. Yeah. Right. That's a nice thing.
And you get really good feedback that way.
Yes.
Instead of just going, oh my gosh, that looks like crap.
Yeah, I don't like it. What the heck are you doing?
It's like, why?
Why? That doesn't help.
It doesn't help at all. I would change this whole thing and make it green. And you're like, what? You know, so, or like your critique. It's like, oh, you should like remove that rock. Well, okay, she was actually sitting on that rock.
I know.
So, I don't know how you move
the rock.
You know what I mean? Like, it was.
Yeah, I think we should include some pictures in our show notes. But so I want to kind of go back to Julie's note about the, you know, she was really worried about hurting my feelings.
Right.
And so anybody, one of the things that I'm working on is I was creating a Etsy boot camp. So mm-hmm. it's everything you need to know to start your Etsy shop and all this.
And it's awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, it's really good.
It's gotten me off my butt.
Thank you.
Me too.
And these guys are like my beta tester type thing here. So, you know, we had a bunch of people going through, and part of that is to, you know, get the feedback. So the next crew that goes through, it's so much better. And that's the point of critique, is so that the next time you do it, it's going to be better.
Yeah.
And that's what you do with your artwork. You get with people that you know, like, and trust to provide honest feedback. And you take that feedback, even if it hurts, you take the feedback and then you make it better, because out of pain, there's growth every single time. You just got to think back to when you were 12 years old going through those growth spurts. It was painful, but you reached a new height.
Yep.
And that's what you have to do every single time.
Right. So,
I appreciate feedback. So if you have feedback on this podcast, we want to hear it too.
Exactly.
We do want to hear it, but we would love your 5-star reviews, actually, on
Apple.
Yeah. My gosh, it just went out of my head, because I'm looking at our podcast website and I'm like, go to Podbean, but they don't have stars. But also go and review us on Facebook too. We have a Facebook page. So find us, let us know what you think, and we will talk to you next time.